My name is Brian Nyanongo. I'm a sculptor. The piece is called Silent Pride, and it's a tribute to women in general and the role they play in our society. In my society, men are considered to be the decision makers and they take the leading role. But looking at it in the way I'm looking at it, the women in my society, they do all the duties at home. They take care of the kids. They even take care of the husbands. But that role has been overlooked at. But it's something that's important in bringing together the family. And it's important if you look at kids when they are growing up, they are more to the mother. The relationship is more with the mother than with the father. Even though the father is coming in as the provider of material things. But the mother, when you talk of love, we're looking at when the mother is pregnant, that neonatal relationship between the mother and the child when she's in the womb. And when he comes out or she comes out, they are so close. And to an extent that in our society, they believe when you grow up, your mother is not there, but a spirit, a loving spirit, is there to protect you, to guide you all the time. And this is what I was looking at, this piece called Silent Pride. And I'm looking at the humility that the human have, but the strength behind them is more than what they show. The sculpture, I just tried to show just, you know, the movement within the stone. If you look at it, it's moved to one side. But what I'm doing is, if you look at the sculpture at different angles, at one time, if you look at it, she'll be smiling at you. But if you move to a certain angle, she's kind of serious and, you know, someone who is, you know, who shows some power within her, the power behind her. And then that's the way I tried to. And I tried to show all this movement by using different textures. And the textures, you know, I didn't want to smooth it, but left all those, you know, small textures and the difference from the hair. And the natural on the other side for the stone when it came from the ground with the oxidized part, I chose to leave it for a purpose. It's quite difficult because we don't have weighing machines, because most of the things that we're doing is all manual by hand and no machinery. But estimating when I started, it was maybe 3 tons, and it's maybe now half the size when I worked on it. That's a springstone, and springstone is coming from Zimbabwe. And the name springstone is not the geological name for the rock. The known geological name is serpentine. And on the scale, I think it's rated 7 on the scale, 10 being diamond, the hardest. So it's quite a hard stone. I got into sculpting because my father, Claude, is a sculptor. And it was the environment that I grew up in. And I used to play around his tools, his sculptures. When I grew up, I didn't have any toys. So I used to toy around his tools and his sculptures, and sometimes damaging them. But up to a point when I was able to help him out with the chiseling and sanding, and then ultimately I became one sculptor. We are 19 in our family, from our father and two mothers, and from the 19, 8 of us are sculptors. I've got 2 sisters who are sculpting, and 7 brothers, including my father. We are 10 of our sculptors in the family. My grandfather was a blacksmith. He was doing art in metal, making, you know, household tools like axes, hoes, and all those things, and sometimes making some ornamental tools like the knob carries that are used in our culture as, you know, the men's tools. They move around with the handing tools and all those things. So I think it's within the genes. It came way off from my grandfather to my grandfather and then to my father, but my father was the first one to do the stone sculpting, and then to us, the kids. Miami is beautiful, and I think I have an opportunity to work in an environment that's similar to Zimbabwe, given the temperatures here. they're almost similar to Zimbabwe. And given the gardens that I've been working to, you know, the vegetation, I like it. And of course, the buildings, it's quite too crowded.
Brad Guthrie, and I'm the curator of this exhibit at Miami Beach. I am involved with Chipungu Sculpture Park out of Zimbabwe. I've grown up with this work. My uncle is the director, and I spent summers carving with Brian's brother Gideon, and it's just something I've always grown up with, and I absolutely love it. It's a passion. Essentially, it's contemporary stone sculpture that out of Zimbabwe. It started in the late 50s, early 60s, really, and took off from there. And what is amazing about this artwork is that you've got these guys who started sculpting in Zimbabwe back in the 50s and 60s when there was sanctions against what was then known as Rhodesia. And they were cut off from the outside world. But they were producing this work that it stands out anywhere in the world, and it holds its own. It can be exhibited anywhere. And it's, a lot of people just think, oh, African art. It's not. It's beautiful, huge stone sculptures. Many of the artists would sit with the stone for a while and perhaps meditate and form a conversation with the stone. If they don't have a preconceived idea of what they're going to do. They sometimes have an idea of what they'd like to do, but they'll always listen to the stone, and the stone will also dictate what it can or cannot be. And many times you'll go up to an artist and ask him, what are you carving? And he'll say, I don't know. I'll tell you when I'm finished. Barring one artist that I know of who does draw, he draws what he wants to do. But then when he finds the stone that he thinks this stone will work for the sculpture that I want to do, he tears up the drawing and throws it away. And we said to him, you should keep it. Your drawings could be worth a lot of money one day. And he said to Roy, who posed the question to him, he said, yes. But then I'd keep going back to the drawing. And this conversation should be between myself and the stone and not the drawing. And I don't want to be distracted by that. So I throw them away, because the stone still has a final say in what it should be at the end of the day. Chipungu has been promoting this artwork around the world since the early 80s. We started our big first garden exhibition, I think, was in Kirstenbosch, South Africa, which is still running today. And since then, we've been at Kew Gardens, Chicago, Garfield Gardens. We've been to Denver Botanical Gardens a couple of times. We've exhibited all over. What we have here at the Miami Beach Gardens is almost a snippet of our permanent exhibit. We've got 20 pieces of our large exhibit up around the garden. We have a small gallery, which as many of the well-known artists have a couple of pieces in there. And then we also have another gallery at our warehouse down in Kendall, which if people are interested, they can come down and have a look, especially collectors. I know some people are serious collectors of Bernard Matamera, etc., and we do have all of those pieces available. It's hard to describe, but I've had women come into our gallery with tears in their eyes because of the emotion some of these pieces invoke. And I don't do well with crying women at the best of times, so that's a bit touch and go. But generally people come and it's just, they're overwhelmed by the beauty that these sculptures can produce. And a lot of people don't expect it to come out of Africa. And you've got these magnificent sculptures sitting here for people to come and enjoy.